It goes through certain dealing now. You have it? Page Cuff Allen? Page Cuff Allen. Ketzat dinei tefila, sherabi mezalzin bohem, im mipas iyadia, im mipas kalus vayish. Either people don't know these because they don't know, or they're just careless. Afilu misha cholash betivoy. Even though you're a weak person, chayav lavoy lebeis hakneses v'tchilas
atfilin. What's the chiyuv? Because I thought it's an Eitzah Tovah to come to the Beis HaKnesses, to daven in the Minyan.
Why an Eitzah Tovah?
That's what the Gemara says, isn't it?
Only an Eitzah Tovah.
That's what I thought it says in the Gemara in Brachos, isn't it?
Only an Eitzah Tovah to come to Shul, not then. He says a chiyuv. You want to see what the chiyuv is? Let's have a look at the Mishnah. How do you take one of these? Chiyuv. Is it chiyuv? I don't think it's an Eitzah Tovah. Only an Eitzah Tovah. An Eitzah Tovah to come early, you mean?
No, to come at all.
To come in a minion? Really? I never heard it was just an Eitzah Tovah. Let's see what he says. Where is it? Simon Aleph Sifkot and Tess. Oh, it's long.
That's what I thought was understood from the Gemara. It's an Eitzah Tovah. It's beneficial.
And therefore, it's just you can take your choice to daven at home. The whole mile of davening with tzibur.
No, I'm not saying that it's like it's either or, but it's. He says it's a chiyuv.
Yes, it's a chiyuv. I never heard that it's an Eitzah Tovah. Maybe we don't paskan like that. Maybe we don't paskan like that. Let's have a look. Simon Nun Beis. Let's have a look at Nun Beis. I never heard such a thing in English. Nun Beis. Where is it? Nun Beis. Sivkan Aleph. Nun Beis. Aber lechatzilu roi lavoi lebeis hakneses b'hashkom mekedei shelo yitzdorich ledaleg. Not to miss anything out. Come early to shul. So it's only Eitzah Tovah. I don't know. Maybe not paskan like that. I don't know. Okay. I'm trying to think of the makor, davening in the tzibur. What's the makor? Is that on the card? I can't think of the makor, the pasuk which says to daven together with a tzibur. I can't think of the makor. Let's go on. Hamisacher lavoi nikra poysher v'otzel. Someone who comes late is called a poysher v'otzel. Come late to davening. Ubavadei b'shem ze. Why? Look at this. You call osi lav. They'll give him that name in the future. Osi lav imwaga b'kach k'moshe kosuv shel osi lav. It means in Gan Eden, I suppose. In Olam Haba, Yikul Adam Ayishem Maisa. Person is called according to his actions. The Eina Shah Greater La Busha. How great is the embarrassment? They came late. Not to be a busha. No, who are you? You're a person who always came late to shul. It's a busha. Lasid Lava to come late to shul. It's a busha. Lasid Lava. That's what the name which you're given. Reb Chaim's coming from. So everything from Reb Chaim is a makor. He has a makor from the Tanhuma. Misha yochol lavo letfila bismana. Someone who could come to shul on time. Ubishat nefesh ma'acher, because he decides to take his time and come late. Ma'acher mi'atfila. Kedei shelo yitztorech lahamtil eizeh l'goyim. He doesn't have to wait for the tzibur. So he dafka comes late. He could come early. He decides to sit at home and read the newspaper for a bit, or take a cup of coffee or whatever. And he dafka comes late. B'chein misha yotza be'emzatfila. Someone who goes out in the middle of davening. He says this a few times. Or lifnei gemara, or before the davening ends. Yishum she'ein sablonis. He's got no patience to wait. L'hamtin kamadakos. There's nothing more embarrassing than the mezalzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu avodah. You leave early, or you rush out before the end of davening. So you don't believe that the Shechina is there, basically. How will his tefillah be accepted? Well, people who leave early, shouldn't leave before the end of davening. If you have a need to go somewhere, like a bathroom or something, you have to go somewhere. But someone should try and plan one's davening so that you're there for the whole of davening, and wait till the end and not leave in the middle. It's kedai for kavod shamayim to wait. Ezu dakot kodem hatfila kedai lu hikshabta lemitzvah isai. It's a gemara in brachas there. The gemara says, if only they would have paid attention to thy mitzvahs. And he says there, it's a loshon hamtona, delay. Wait a minute. Something called hamtona in the mitzvah. When you're putting on tefillin, don't rush to put on tefillin. Or you're benching. Something called hamtona. Hamtona in a mitzvah. Hamtona mitzvah, give it time rather than rush it through. I remember reading once that someone called up Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his house to speak to him. And the Rebbetzin said, I'm sorry, he's just started benching. It will take 5 minutes for him to bench. Call back in 5 minutes. It will be less than 5 minutes to bench. Something like that. She knew exactly how long it takes. The time period. Hamtona for a mitzvah. You see that by Gedolim very much. They have patience for a mitzvah. It's worth doing a mitzvah. It's worth coming to shul. So hamtona to be in shul on time and to wait until the end. Where you're going something more important, you're going somewhere more valuable than standing in front of the Shechina. So it's a bracha which is given to somebody who gives time and delay for my mitzvahs which I've given you. Hamtona. Tefillah needs hamtona, though. Hamtona means delay, not overextended time, but enough time to say the words properly. Hamtona means giving it enough time to say it properly.
What that's patience. You have to be patient to be able to execute this hamtona. Like there's a middle.
I imagine it's the middle of patience, sublunas. Yes.
Practice patience.
Yes. You ever daven next to somebody who has hamtona? If you daven next to somebody who has hamtona in their davening, you listen to somebody davening. I used to stand next to somebody. I believe you're listening to him. He was hamtona. Hamtona is davening. He said the words properly, slowly, rather than rushing it. Some people just gallop through and they don't give it time. Hamtona. Hamtona means giving it time. Patience. Yeah, patience for a mitzvah. Patience for benching. Patience for saying brachas. Some people just gallop it through. You're right. It's patience. Patience. Tremendous brachas they give it to somebody who gives patience and sablonas for time, for mitzvahs, for davening, for doing something with care, with caution. It means to be deliberate. No, it doesn't mean taking your time, lazy. It means concentration on what you're doing. I think that's what it means. You ever put your tefillin on slowly? If you put yourself on slowly, you think what you're doing when you put your tefillin on. No. Think what you're doing there. Benching especially. Benching, giving it time. The yesh b'zeh gam chilul Hashem. Rachmana litzlan. Sho'emim kach v'snagim b'nei Torah. People see you rushing when you're doing a mitzvah. Even if you see people are mezalzel in it, and there's really no answer to it. Why are you chapping? Or they talk in a place where they shouldn't be talking. Even they're important people. If there's a reason for it, I like that brackets there. Some you should judge them the kapschus. You should be. You're done the kapschus. Okay, but done the kapschus. But lemaisa, we're talking about them, not you're judging them. You're judging them the kapschus. Lemaisa. The time is not Ein Hatam Shayach Eitzel Acherim. What does that mean? Ein Hatam Shayach Eitzel Acherim. Yes, I suppose. Im Ein Lahem Tam Bevadai Gam Yamshu Al Zeh. Nebuch. They'll be punished because of that. B'loi Oid Ela She'ato Gorim Lahem She'yamshu Gam Avurecho She'shkila. You now cause other people. People see you rushing out from davening. So they say, why can't he? If he goes rushing out from davening, why can't I rush out from davening? If he leaves early, why can't I leave early? Makes a difference. Everybody sets an example for everybody else. You'd be surprised how much you're influenced by other people as well in society. He does it, so why can't I do it? You know, he rushes out, so of course I can rush out. It's a dogma. Look to see what the Torah says. People see that you're mezalze, what are you going to answer? There's no answer, lasid lavai. Chamei v'esim shona. There's a zilzal on the person. You know, why did you make a hefkeros or something for a mitzvah? Hama'ache berotzoi. Someone who purposely comes late. Why? Person, it's all chazava by say. Chaim isn't talking about himself. They throw him out of the Beis Hamikdash. The emsa tefila ube sefer. Ayn be sefer chasidim ube yusham yibochus. Kol she'ein nichnas the Beis Hakneses boilam hazeh, ein nichnas boilam haba. Person is planning for his Olam Haba. Everything we do here has a cheshbon b'Olam Haba. So do something properly here. Come to shul properly on time and daven properly here. I'll sit lover. There'll be a reward for the person here. Okay. He lived by all these points. Huh? The man lived by all these points. He didn't. It's not just the Torah and intellectual information here. He lived by these points. G'dayla tefila yoysa min ha-karbonus. V'yoysa mi ma'isim tovim. Our greatest tefila. Even greater than Talmud Torah. Nothing is greater. Because of a Chazon. Now this Loshon here, which he brings down, I gave Shirim on this Loshon. This is the letter from the Chazon Ish. Look at this letter, the Chazon Ish. It's a beautiful point the Chazon Ish brings out. Hatfila, im omnom hi mitzvah maisis. What's the maisa in tefillah? What is the maisa in tefillah? When you put on tefillin, it's the maisa tefillin. When you bench, you say bench. What's the maisa of tefillah? What is the maisa? What's the actual mitzvah you're doing in tefillah? What is a maisa? Etzden hin an omla mitzvah yunis. The mitzvah is concentration. The maisa mitzvah is concentration. Maisa mitzvah sukkah, sitting in the sukkah. Maisa mitzvah of eating matzah is eating the matzah. Maisa mitzvah wein tzitzis is wein tzitzis. What's the maisa mitzvah of tefillah? Is concentration. Because shelo yotze yichobosa mitzad halev, and anybody who just says the words and isn't concentrating what he's saying, lo also gam maisam uma. There's nothing there. Sheina tefillah alboda shebaliba shalodan. Tefillah is what you're thinking in your heart. You're expressing. You're talking to that Kodesh Baruch Hu, talking to your borei oyel. Kmo she'omru lo avdu b'chola babachem ezu hi avoda. That's the avoda. Is avoda shebaliv. So it's a maisa yunis. So if you didn't concentrate, you didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not there. Missing the mitzvah.
You made a hesach in the middle of your davening. You interrupted in the middle of your davening.
So what is it? It's just a whole storage of words. Tiptuf ha-peh. So the peh, the mouth moved backwards and forwards. Is that called mitzvah tefillah? The chabed ha-peh, v'alev rochek. You say the words, but your heart is far away. You're doing a chet on a pesha. It's terrible to do that. Therefore, that's what he means by hamton. Hamton, give it time, give it thought. A person who originally comes to shul with the intention of chapping. You come with that intention, it's no good. I just remember in law, when you have something called defamation, when somebody like defames somebody else, the slander which is verbal and defamation is written. It's very hard to prove defamation in the court, that someone libeled you, someone did libel against you. You need something called malice aforethought to prove that they intended bad. Otherwise, in a defamation in law, you have to prove the person intended bad. If you can't prove it, then you don't have a case. He said the words, but they wrote the words down, but can you prove that he was malicious? So I think it's a fourth. What are you thinking of fourth? When you walk into shul, what's your intention? To get it over and done with or to daven? What's your intention?
excuse me for saying so, but I find sometimes I go into shul, the whole intention is to finish it. We must get it finished, we must get it done. No? Let's get it over and done with. We have to finish quickly. What do you mean? I didn't come to shul to finish quickly. There's one shul which I can't go into, because the Gabba told me my whole intention of being a Gabba here is that davening should finish quickly.
Wow.
He told me before, the Gabba told me. I became the Gabba in the shul because I wanted the davening to finish quicker. That's intention. My intention was that the davening should be faster. That's the gap. I'm coming to finish. Tzarich ligmor. Ma se tzarich ligmor? Tzarich litvaleh, lo ligmor. You know what I mean? Some davening. Ein lanu zman. Tzarich ligmor. Banu kanat, tzarich ligmor. It's a whole like a forethought. What are you thinking before you come into shul? You get it over and done with. I've got somewhere else to go. No? I used to call it in a shir once, you make it into a sardine slot, you know. I have 10 minutes. So at 10 o'clock, I'm talking to somebody. At 10:10, I'm talking to somebody else. I only have 10 minutes. You don't give it a chance. I have 10 minutes, no more than 10 minutes without mincha. Because I'm talking to somebody at 10 past 10. 10 o'clock, I'm here. So I have 10, you know, you don't give it a chance. You squeeze it in so there's no opportunity to daven properly. Give it a bit more time. Give it time that it can have the thought to it. You never gave it a chance. If your intention is always to more, the aforethought is all wrong because you never really thought about what you're doing. Excuse me for saying such words. I'm talking to myself, not to you. But that's what he's saying here, I think. Ein shum heter ledalei psukei dezimra. There's no heter to skip out passages of psukei dezimra. Rak mishum tefillah betzibur. Go back right. Only occasionally betzibur, if it happens occasionally. It brings down from the Maggid told the Beis Yosef, the angel told the Beis Yosef that never miss out on psukei dezimra because you miss out the pipes of connection. Psukei dezimra, everything in psukei dezimra makes connections from Shamayim to down here. So if you miss out, then you're missing out the tzinoros, you're chopping it off. When can you medaleg? If you happen to come in late, the most important thing your tefillah is starting Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur. So if you come in late, on Shabbos morning if you come in late, the minimum you can say is Baruch She'omer Ashrei, Nishmas, and Yishtabach. You have to say Nishmas on Shabbos. Every other day is Baruch She'omer Ashrei, Nishtabach. That's the bare minimum, I think. I think you maybe even can't miss out Ashrei. Baruch She'omer Ashrei, Nishtabach. That's the bare minimum. Then there's all halachas of saying a little bit more. If you have a bit more time, then Koyah HaNeshama. A bit more time, Halasa Shemen HaShamayim. I think a bit more time is Hoidu. I'm not sure the order after that. Yes. Excuse me. What did you say? Can you pass it to you? I think that there's one Halloween session in Ashamaya, Kuf Memches, after Kahan Shama. If you have a bit more time, I think it's the best of the Hoidus, and then I think it's Halalukas and then Hoidus. I think so, yes. The most important thing is davening, starting Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. You can't miss out from Yishtabach until Shemoneh Esrei. As we saw Merkulu Letzvila. By Ma'ariv, you could. If you come in late and you find the Tzibur davening Ma'ariv and you're late, so you can daven Shemoneh Esrei, and then afterwards you'll daven everything afterwards. But you're missing Soy Merkulu Letzvila. It's not ideal, but Tzibur B'Tzibur is more important than that. Okay, but not to be medallic, to come earlier. How much time do you need for Tzibur B'Tzibur? Sahaya, how much time do you have for Tzibur B'Tzibur?
20 minutes.
Long time. I need 15, usually 15 minutes. 15 minutes for Tzibur B'Tzibur, usually.
From Hodu till?
From till Yishtabach.
Yeah,
20 minutes is very good, it's wonderful.
28, I think, is 20.
Really? That's wonderful. They give 20 minutes for that?
Maybe I'm mistaken.
Yeah. Most places give 15. The Meir Yeshiva is 15 minutes. From 7:15. Yeah, so 15 minutes they usually give for Tzibur. Yeah. I need to give it time. You have to save it with time. Okay, let's go on. You come in late and you're not going to be able to daven Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. Mamash. Mavatel biyadayim tefillos batikin utfila betzibur. She'ika mitzvosim hatchola. The most important point is to daven with the Tzibur. Kol ha'psukim. V'im lo yigma ad kedusha. If you come in late and you're not going to finish by the time they say kedusha, you can't start. If you come in and you see them davening Shema Esrei, you can finish by the time of Kedusha, then you can start. If not, then you have to wait and daven with the chazan, word for word. If you come in late and you want tefillah b'tzibur, you have another minyan, then you have to daven every word with the chazan. Sometimes by your heart is going too fast. You daven every word. There's a whole shaila how long you have to stay with. I think some people say until moedim, but Shlomo Zalman said until hamboreches amay basholem, all the way through, say word for word with the chazan. That's called tefillah b'tzibur, second best, b'tievet. First best is to daven with the tzibur. If you come in late and you can still catch kedusha with the tzibur, then you can start and finish. If you're not going to be able to finish until kedusha, then you should daven with the chazan, word for word. Wait for another minyan if you can. Number ches, yes? Baboike yesh lohime moida ani lefonecha Hashem elokai velokai abosayish. These are all the things. Do they have it in your siddurim? Is that a siddur there? Maybe he says it in here. Some siddurim have it. Before every sit, you have a tefillah to say. I don't know if he has it in the answer. The tefillah to say before. Not Maidani, but Shachzati, but Shmosi. In the Vilna siddur, it has all the different shaynas here. He has it here. But he doesn't have it here. There's a Lashon, I think the Chometz, maybe he brings it here. Maybe he brings it here in the beginning of Shulchan here. Before you start davening, you say Moida that I'm able to daven and come and daven with the tzibur. Where is it here? Is it being a makar here? No. Siddur Vilna brings it down. Shachris Mincha Mayav has a tefillah. Before Shachris, you say, Moida ani lefanecho, that you gave me back, that I came out of darkness. I think there's one for the afternoon, one for Mayav as well, before the tefillah. Right? It's a hoidah before the tefillah. Kusha oime oite yisra b'sifo, miyamash b'esh b'tin, oite yisra b'sifo, oite yisra b'sifo. The parashas tomid, b'tzivu yesh la'amoid. People should stand. Yeah?
When do you say B'tzibur? When
do you say it together? I don't know why he says B'tzibur. I understood that all times I should try and stand for Pashas Atomid. Pashas Atomid. He says B'tzibur, I don't know. Number Yud Aleph. B'shas B'chas B'chas B'kadish also L'asayis Afilu Shum Meloch Kala. You hear that? Not doing anything else. Nothing. Just stand there, listen to Kaddish. I feel, what about taking off your tefillin? People do. Take off your tefillin. Shum alocha kala. Listen to Kaddish. B'shas Kaddish also afilu lahar hebe divrei Torah. You can't even think in divrei Torah. U'maisa b'chosil echa. Shero chabeo lacha moiso. His friends saw him after he died. Morikos, polamorikos. His face looked very low. Brings it down here in the Mishnevua here. Let's have a look. Nunvav Sivkot Nala. Chavetzayim brings it down here. Interesting, he even brings it down. Nunvav. That's what he says here. He spoke during Kaddish. Shouldn't talk during Kaddish. Nunvav Alam. See what he says here. Not to talk in the middle of Kaddish. Why? Look at this rabbi. The Rabbi Chama Ashkechi, Rabbi Chama saw Eliyahu HaNavi, and he was leading several thousand camels carrying all sorts of mazikim with him. He was paying back people who taught during Kaddish. I think these camels were laden with oinshim, the people who spoke during Kaddish. The Chofetz Chaim brings down, his face looked very deep and sallow. Why are you looking so sad? I spoke with them, they were saying, ובספר מתי משה חוכם איכו ניסוע בלתלמידו בחלום ברור התלמיד שהיה לו כסן. He had a stain on his forehead when he died. אומר לו, מפני, why have you got that stain on your head? אומר לו, מפני שלא הייתי, I wasn't careful from talking when the chazan was saying Kaddish. ואפילו להר בדיבי תורה עושה, בשביל שהחזן לא אומר כאן, listen to the chazan to say Kaddish. צריך לך בין הרבה ואני אעשה Kaddish. ואין חילות בין Kaddish על תנך, הגודל, any Kaddish at all. Listen carefully to the Kaddish. Listen to the Kaddish and I'll answer Kaddish. Shtaka Safra by Sai today, no? Shtaka Chizuk. Okay, let's see what he's going here. Where are we up to? Yud Gimel. Hamadabe bekviyas b'shar shatzibah oymim shvachos shal mokim. If a person talks regularly, when the chazan is saying, I suppose, chazos hashatz, afilu kvar omer, even though, or any shevach, and even though he'd already finished davening, o sheyoma achakas, הרי זה מבזה הבידוסו של מוקם. יום מבזה זה הבידה הקודש ברוך הוא. ומצווה לא אמר כל דבר ביחד עם הציבור. מצווה תדבר עם הציבור. ובכמה מקוימס ורואי ועם הדלוס מלך. וחזל החמיר מאוד על פרש מן הציבור. They're saying something like עלינו or אשרי to say it together with the ציבור. I remember Don Segel once told us in a shiur that he was giving a shiur in the Negev and the driver lost his way and they went into some sort of kfar. And they didn't know where to go. The driver didn't know where to go. And they turned up at a kfar when they were in the middle of Chazaros Hashatz of Mincha. In the farmers were davening at the back of the mincha. So they went to the back of the shul with Chazaros Hashatz. And they asked somebody at the back for the way. So in the middle of they were doing Chazaros Hashatz. So all the people turned around and said, Anachnu be'emsa shvocha shamokem, atem mafzikim otanu. You're disturbing us. The farmers turned around and said, we're in the middle of Shvacha Shalakodesh Baruch Hu, Lama Adam Mavzik. He said he was shocked. The farmers turned around and shouted at him, why are you disturbing us? And we're talking about Shabbat Hakodesh Baruch Hu. By farmers in the kfar, in the Negev. I remember Adam said he was staggered. He said, they all turned around, why are you talking in the middle of Chazor HaShashat? I remember, you see, people are very mad, the Sfadim are very mad on these things. More than Ashkenazim, I think. No? Ashkenazim are too lenient on it. Kovet Atzil, Kovet Besakneset. Mitzvah la'amoy b'sha'as ha'kaddish. It's a mitzvah to stand up for Kaddish. Some people don't, no? Some people sit down. It's halacha. Yes?
On Kaddish? Yes.
It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, though. What? Yes? Maybe it's a machlok b'sios. יש לך בין בני אסכם, be careful when you answer Kaddish, ולא יפסיק בין יהי שמי רבא למבורך. Then he says, לענוס עושה בקול, answer with a loud voice, ולשתדל לרוץ כדי לשמוע Kaddish. ויש לעמוד, כשאין, you should stand up when you're listening to Kaddish. ובמוס, oh, maybe that's what you're saying, ובמו פסקל that way. ובמוס, יש לעמוד, ושאין אין Kaddish. אז פעדים, sit down, וכל דבר שבי קדושו. ומי שבא לבית הכנסת ושומע הכל אוינן קדיש, אוינן אימוהם, אף על פי שלא שומע שליח ציבור. You answer them, you didn't hear the chazan, but you heard them answering, you should answer with them. וגם שליח ציבור צורך להם יהי שמי רבו. כן, it's a little more, you might, maybe the Sfarim don't hold like that. No, Sfarim don't hold like that, maybe, I don't know. They sit down for Kaddish.
They don't have to sit down, but if they're sitting, they
say, yes. So Ashkenazim do them, but more passages should stand up, yes. Says Reb Chaim, mitzvah lama b'sha'as ha'kaddish, v'gam b'chol dobar sh'ha'kal nogim lama. If the tzibul is standing, afilu hu chuma ba'alma, misha yoshev harehu perish min ha'tzibul. If everybody's standing up and you're sitting down, it's not good. U'mevazeh kabod shamayim, v'gam oiva amasha amar alti yoshev ben amar. Don't sit down when everybody's standing up. Everybody's standing up, you should also stand up. What happens if you've already davened? Bodhi Davin and they're saying Kaddish. You're sitting down learning in shul. I don't know. Maybe you have to sit down. I don't. Sitting in the shul when they're davening. You've davened already. Sitting learning in the shul. They're saying Kaddish and you're sitting learning in the shul.
Whether you have to answer, that's the question?
Well, you have to stand up and answer. Yes, but you have to stand up and answer.
You have to learn them.
You're not alone when they're saying Kaddish and you're sitting learning in a shul. I don't know, maybe ask a shayla on that, I don't. He says, Alti hi yoshe b'ein ha'imdim. People are standing up, you shouldn't sit down. Lo yomu psuki dezimra b'mutza. Don't say psuki dezimra fast. Ki'im b'nachas. Say the word slowly. Shazekilu Mavazeh Shvachim, Mavazeh Shvachim. Say it slowly. Say the words with Hamtana. Say the words deliberately. If you can, Rabbi, say use the commas. Commas help tremendously in davening. Does the article put commas in? I don't know. Commas help tremendously. Yeah? It helps. I don't know. Some siddur, my siddur, which I daven from, has commas in it. Yeah. Yishem Hashem Mevoyroch, Me'atav Yadolam. Mimisa Hashem Esh Ad Mevoyoy, Mu'loshem Hashem. Romalko Goyim Hashem, Alashomim Kavoidoy. Hashem Shimcha Le'olam, Hashem Zir. Yeah, there are commas here. Commas help a great deal. It makes it into a conversation rather than just a chant. It makes it, you're thinking what you're saying. Boruch b'boruch sha'oma yesh la'amoy b'yochas atzitzis. You should stand up for boruch sha'oma. In this rabbi site, there's a whole machlokes. The Goron said, you stand up for boruch sha'oma and for yishtabach, but nothing else. But we are not knowing like that. Some people stand for vayvayach David. In many sermons, it says to stand up for vayvayach David. But the Goron says boruch sha'oma and yishtabach. The rest you can sit down. He doesn't paskin like that. He doesn't bring that. Look what he said. I don't know, some people stand up. I will stand up from Vayvayich David until the end.
It's very soon written to stand up. On the Vayvayich is written Yamod.
Yes, yes. I remember reading Rav Duna, who was the Rav of the Kadassia, of the Beis Din in Stamford Hill. He used to stand up for Yehi Chavod. The reason why he said there are 18 times he says Shem Hashem in there. So he stood up, because it says Shem Hashem so many times. So he said he stood up for Yehi Chavod. Some people stand for Mizvah L'Soida, but I don't think it's a Makar for that. I once looked it up somewhere. I think Shai Tshuva brings down there's no real Makar to stand for Mizvah L'Soida, Karban Toida, but some people do. If you do, you should say B'li Neda. You should say B'li Neda. I once got caught with that. I was once standing up for a long time, but Sukkotism was too much for me. So I had to make a base in a matinee. It was too much for me to stand up all the time. If you do, you should say B'li Neda for standing up. Say Poseach with Kavonim. I saw a tshuva once that of Reb Chaim Berlin. Everyone says careful about Poseach, but you don't have any time to have Shem Hashem in there. Shem Hashem comes even more frequently. You should be more careful with Shem Hashem, he said, than just Poseach is Yodech. Stand up for Yishtabach. Acha Baruch Hu Dinoi Kama Be'emsa HaPeirut. After Baruch Hu is like the middle of the Peirut. Ki Ika Takonas Baruch Hu Sheyoma Miyad Birchas Yoytze Or. Umisha Ma'acha Be'en Oymed Adayim Birchas Yoytze Or. Kishashatz Oymed Baruch Hu Mavata Be'adayim Ika Takonas Baruch Hu. I'm not sure what he's saying here. Let's do it again. I read it too fast. Kof. Acha Baruch Hu Dinoi Kama Be'emsa HaPeirut. After Baruch Hu, it's like the middle of a Peirut. Ki Ika Takonas Baruch Hu, Hu Sheyoma Miyad Bebirchas Yoytze Or. The Takona of Baruch Hu is to be said before Yoytze Or. Umisha Ma'acha, someone who comes late, Ve'eino Oymeid Adayim Bebirchas Yoytze Or, and he's not yet in Baruch Yoytze Or. Kishashatz Oymeid Baruch Hu, Mevatal Be'adayim Ika Takonas Baruch Hu. Baruch is supposed to be said before Yoytze Or. In other words, you really one shouldn't say it in the middle of Pesukei Nezimra. You have to say Baruch Hu before Birchas Yotza'ah. So what happens if you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra? People do answer it, no? You answer Baruch Hu in Pesukei Dezimra. But Lamaisa, it should be said just before Birchas Yotza'ah. B'Birchas Kriyas Shema, Birchas Kriyas Shema, Yesh Leishev Ad Tehillos Misham Yesh Lamoid. For Kriya Shema and Birchas Kimish, you sit down until Tehillos. I don't know. Some people sit. I think that's the Mogen Avraham says that. You stand up for Tehillos, Lekel Elyon. You stand up there. When do you take three steps back? I don't know. I always take it at Tzur Yisrael. Tzur Yisrael, I take three steps back. Boch Ata Hashem Goal Yisrael, I come together for that. What does he say in there? When do you stand up? I stand up for Tehillos. And for Tzur Yisrael, I don't take three steps back at Tehillos. I take it at Tzur Yisrael. Does he say that there? What does he say, Nochem? No, that's the end. One second. Where is it here? Maybe he brings here. You stand up for Tehillahs, but you take three steps back at Tzu Yisrael. In Goal Yisrael, you come forward. By the time you say Goal Yisrael, here we are. Some take three steps back at this point. Others do so before. That's what I do. There we are. I do. I'm like others. Some people do Tehillahs Yisrael. I take it Tzu Yisrael. But then you come back. You don't come back, Baruch Hashem Goal Yisrael, take three steps. By Goal Yisrael, you should be back there in the place. Baruch Hashem Goal Yisrael, to start straight away rather than taking three steps after Goal Yisrael. Does he bring that here? Yeah, it is within to interrupt or pause between Goal Yisrael. That's why, don't take three steps back after Goal Yisrael. You should be there for Goal Yisrael. Back to where you start, so you can start Shemini Yisrael straight away.
Tzibur, he does that. What if he steps back and there's a delay? What if you start Shemini Yisrael before Shliach Tzibur? Because I see some Shliach Tzibur there and step back. There's a little gap between Goal Yisrael and them stepping forward and starting.
Why? Why should there be a gap?
Because maybe they hadn't stepped forward yet until they said Goal Yisrael.
I'm not sure what you mean. He's coming forward at Goal Yisrael.
Let's say he says Goal Yisrael and then he steps forward.
Ah, so it's not ideal. You should really have come forward already before.
Should we meet together with him or should we do our own thing?
You start when he starts. You start when he starts. A second before and a second after doesn't really matter. I remember in Be'er Yaakov Yeshiva in Haunov, Moshe Shmuel Shapira always started Shemini Esrei before they said Goal Yisrael. A second before, it's also Kedel, it's Tfilah B'Tzibur. When they said Goal Yisrael, he was already bowing down for Shemini Esrei. So you don't have to wait for the actual second. I mean, when he said Goal Yisrael, then you start with the Tzibur. That's called starting with the Tzibur. It's a second before, it's 2 seconds before, it doesn't matter. He always started, I remember, I used to say Goal Yisrael, he was already starting in the middle of the Bocha. That's what he used to do. Moshe Shmuel used to do that. Okay, should we stop there, Rabbi Yisrael? Yes? Okay, sure. Thank you for coming, everybody.